Now's a good time to be an obedient Christian. Walk in obedience to God's word. Now is a good time to read the word and obey God. Because if you're not, you could be one of those that his wrath comes upon. You know, if you're one of those that's not in obedience to him, not in the church, not doing what he says, not going to church, not tithing, not walking in love, you know, not helping people, you're not doing any of those things. You only think about nobody but yourself. And you say you're a Christian, you could be in big trouble. You know that? His wrath is going to be poured out upon all those that are disobedient. And that's what he says in his word. Now then, let's talk about these end time things a little bit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you for your word. And we thank you that we're living in the last seconds of the last days. Now we ask you to reveal your truth to us as we read your word. And Lord, let us realize, just like Dave said, we're not to be in fear. You know, these things you said are going to happen. So when we see them happening, Father, we ask you to reveal these to us. And we rebuke that spirit of fear, command that beast to leave us and to go away, and let us walk in faith, because you're the God of faith. And I praise you and thank you, Lord, for promising to take care of us in these last days. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to Luke 21, start with verse 8 through 19. Luke 21, 8 through 19. And let's see what the scripture says there. Well, first of all, I'll read verse 7 since it's on the screen. Teacher, they asked, when will all this take place and when will there be any sign ahead of time? Now, of course, he's talking about the temple, how it's going to be destroyed and all these kind of things up above that. But Jesus replied, don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name claiming to be the Messiah and saying the time has come, but don't believe them. Now that when you stop and look, now I couldn't even tell you how, in the last couple of years, how many different people, men, have come and say, I'm the Messiah. All over the world. You know, there's been men to come and say, I'm the Messiah. Well, don't get excited. They're lying. You know, when he comes, you will know who he is. You don't have to worry. Somebody said, but, you know, goodness, he's doing this. They're doing it. Don't sweat it. You know, it's not Jesus. You know, don't worry about these people that are coming to saying, I am the Messiah, because they're lying. The time has come, but don't believe them. Verse 9 and 10. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, don't panic. See, he's telling us, don't get excited. Yes, these things must come, but the end won't follow immediately. I mean, you know, we go all the way back to World War I. When there was about 8 or 10 or 12 million people killed in World War I, I mean, whenever this happened, everybody said, oh my goodness gracious, this is the four horses of the apocalypse, you know, it's over. I mean, we're fixing to have a war and the world's going to be destroyed. Well, that's been a long time ago, and we're still here. You know, well, that was the war to end all wars. That's what they told us. But it wasn't very long till we was in World War II, where 50 plus million people were killed. Well, that was the one to end all wars. Now then, have we had another world war since that one? No, not yet. But have we had wars all over the world since then? Yes. Every day. They're going on all over the place. I mean, it's just awful what's going on. He says, then he added, nation and kingdom will proclaim war against each other. These same people are doing things all over the world today. I mean, just like this Al-Qaeda, the guy that, you know, he wanted his men over in Yemen. You know, he's inspiring those men, to those terrorists, Muslim terrorists, to kill people. Well, just this last week, there was one in a hospital over there. He'd been injured. And he got two guards sitting there guarding him. And for some reason, somebody got laxed. And this guy got one of them's gun, killed him, and then killed the other one, and then got away. Now, let me tell you what. People don't understand a Muslim, a jihad terrorist Muslim. You don't turn your back on one of them. You don't trust one of them. You don't do anything. They're here for one thing, to kill you. That's what they're here to do, is to kill you. So when you see a Muslim, and of course one of the other things, Al-Qaeda just said, the Muslims that lives in the West, where is that?
Here.
That's us, the United States of America. You know what he's telling the Muslims to do? Rise up and kill us. If you're a Muslim, he said, rise up and kill the infidel pig. Well, you just happen to be, according to them, an infidel pig. And Al-Qaeda is telling the Muslims in the West, that includes the whole United States of America, to rise up and kill people that are the infidels and pigs. And so, you know, when they can come up with this newest thing that they've come up with, a breast implant that's a plastic explosive, and a woman will let a doctor put an implant in her breast, and she can walk into a place and get around three or four or five or six other women, and somebody touch a button somewhere, radio controlled, and blow her body all to pieces and kill three or four or five of the women. There's something wrong with people that do that. You know, something wrong. But that's what they're doing now. You know, so you better really know Jesus. I mean, who would ever dream you would walk into a place of business and a Muslim woman comes in and she's got explosive in her breast, and when somebody triggers that, it's going to blow her to smithereens, and two, three, four, five, or six, or depending how many people, this bomb would be big enough to kill several people standing around her. Isn't that something? I mean, what do they do? I mean, hey, it's awful what they're doing. It's absolutely awesome. But he says nations and kingdoms will proclaim war against each other. And that's where we are. You know, that's where we are right now. 11 and 12. It says there will be great earthquakes. Now, how big an earthquake?
Great.
A great one. What's a great one? You know, somebody probably said, man, we had a great one in Haiti the other day, didn't we? Will you consider that a great earthquake? And then we had one, and of course I didn't understand this, but they say, now I may be off of my numbers. If I'm off and you know the difference, you can correct me. But they say when you go from a 7.0 to a 8.0, that's not one time stronger, that's 100 times stronger. Does anybody know that for, is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so if we go from 7.0 to 8.0, the earthquake in off the coast of Chile was a almost 200, actually more than that. It would have been hundreds of times more. 500 times greater than the one in Haiti. Isn't that something? I don't know how they figure that, but the man that figured out that Richter scale, of course he's been dead for 25 years now, I guess, but he's the one that come up with that. And now they're saying, this is what Washington, I've heard about what Washington is doing. They say now that the earthquakes are getting so tremendous that they don't want to scare us. So they're going to change the Richter scale and lower it a couple of points. So when you hear of a 6.0, you think, well, gee, that wasn't very bad. But really, it was an 8.0. Doesn't that sound just like our good buddies in Washington? You know, they don't want you to be scared. You know, you have in Dallas we had a 4.5. Everybody said, well, that's nothing, 4.5. Well, it might have been a 7.5, really, but they're lowering these things, they say, all the time. Now then, you know, it's come down, you can't trust a Muslim anymore, and it's getting where you can't trust a congressman or a senator anymore. Or not many of them anyway. There may be some of them up there that's okay, but there's a lot of them that look you right in the eye and lie to you. You know that?
Amen.
I mean, from the president down. I mean, we have got a few good ones up there. A few. But man, if there was ever, I don't know whether we're going to make it till November or not. I really don't know. This country, if we don't change, and if the Christians is who I'm talking about, if the Christians don't change and come back to God and start serving Him, this nation may not make it till next year. We may fall. Our dollar may fall, and you know, it may be devastation. But, you know, we can change if we will. You know, now of course, all of us don't have to change. God looks at the church as a whole unit, but He also looked at the church as one individual, doesn't He? Remember, He looks at you, who does He hold you accountable for? Who does He hold you accountable for? You. You. In other words, Lord, I'm walking in obedience to Your word. He tells us clearly in His word that if we're walking in obedience, we may see 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But He says it will not touch you, didn't He, Kim?
That's right, amen.
And so, see, that's, now if you know those promises and you claim those promises. Now see, this is where people really miss it in the church. It took me most of my life to understand this. God is a faith God.
He is, amen.
And without faith, it's impossible to please him. And those that come to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So if you say, well, you know, I'm going to go to church on Sunday whenever the weather's nice. You know, if it's raining, I can't go. Well, that's not diligently seeking God. So if you haven't diligently sought him, you're going to know so little about the Word of God that whenever the devastation comes, you're not going to be able to claim the promises of God. And so if you don't know what the promises are, you've not spent enough time in his Word to be able to speak his promises and say, God, you said. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. It's been a few years ago, and I've told this story many times, but it's worth repeating. Just a few years ago, probably 15 years ago, something like that, 15 years ago, I was right down here on the backside of my pasture building a fence on Saturday. It was a hot day. Beautiful spring day. That big old grass was just big, tall, green stuff. You know, I just had a beautiful pasture down there. I was building a fence to separate it, to put cows on one side, to graze that side, and then bring them back on this side. So I was building a fence across there. And when I come from one end of it up to a place, I had to make a dog leg in the fence. I had to put a corner post in there to anchor to hold the wire. Because if you never built a fence, you don't know that whenever you got black dirt and then you got rain like this, if you got wire on it and tighten it to make it tight where an animal can't go through it, when it gets wet like this, that wire pull that post out of the ground. And so then you got loose wire and you got a tore down fence. So you have to put something at the end of that post that's big enough to hold it, to anchor it. And, of course, a lot of people call that a dead man. You put a dead man at the end of your post. They bury something there. Well, I was putting a dead man there, and by doing that, I was trenching with a 4-inch trencher. I was trenching about 2 or 3 feet down in the ground, about 4 foot away from this post, and as I was trenching in that black dirt, I ran through a great big giant fire ant bed. Now, black dirt, black ants. You don't see them. I didn't see them. You know, the dirt's falling all over the grass and everything. So I just, when I got the trencher out of the way, I jumped over in there with my gloves on, short sleeve shirts, and I began, my head's down right at the grass level.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Great Earthquake is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.